Here we go. Halfway through season one. It's episode 5. It's That Massive Drone Show. And bang, bang, bang. It's all happening. Celebrations are erupting all over the world. We've made it to the halfway mark. And that is worth celebrating. Today we've got DJI Newsroom, the news, the number one drone of 2020. Dean from Victoria's asked a question about commercial drone flight and what's it good for. Well, guess what, Dean? We're going to tell you all about it, mate. And you're going to love it. Don't forget to ring Daniel from D1 Store 2 to get that DJI Mavic Mini. You got the number. Let's go. Yes, yes, yes. We are here to serve you, our wonderful drone enthusiasts and professionals and whatever it is you do with your drone. There's lots of things you can do with them. Fly them, use them to take photos, use them to take videos, whatever you want to do. Drones are here, they're here to stay. Hashtag TMDS, hashtag drone movement. This is what it's all about. This is the channel you want. This is That Massive Drone Show podcast. I'm Jason, your host, and we are back again. And what an episode we've got for you today. We just want everyone to know we do this straight off the cuff. There's no scripting, there's nothing like that. We just go bang, we get it right, and we just pump it out to you guys. So you've got it in your hot little hand for your 5K run while you're eating your bacon and eggs or your porridge or having your coffee or you're at work with the headphones on, the boss has disappeared. You've got the podcast on, which is the best thing ever. You're sharing it with your mates, your girlfriends, your boyfriends, your husbands, your wives, your family, whatever it is. You got it out there. We love that you're doing that, and we love that you send in all of your information to your questions, your photos, your videos to thatmassivedroneshow@gmail.com. Don't forget, write it down. Get it in, get your questions in. We love it. And very, very soon, we're going to be releasing to the first 10 emails that come through into my inbox are going to get a very, very special DJI discount code. The discount code is going to enable you to get 10% off your next purchase off recommended retail price. And that's fantastic. So get your questions in ASAP or whatever email it is. Even if it's just to say, hello, how are you going? You're a good bloke and all that. Send it in. It's the top. The first 10 are going to get the code. And you can use that to buy your brand new DJI Mavic Mini or whatever DJI stuff you want. Equipment, extras, batteries, you know, bits and pieces. You name it. It's there for you. And you'll be able to use that through the D1 store. And don't forget, if you're still on the cusp of ordering your drone, just go ahead and do it. You know, don't muck around. Give the boys a call down there at D1 store, 1-800-888-354. Give them a call. If Daniel's not around, that's okay. Don't panic. There's other people there that can help you. They're the experts. They know what they're doing. They're the best. They'll be able to sort you out. So don't forget, give Daniel a call, 1-800-888-354. Get your email in straight away, thatmassivedroneshow@gmail.com. The top 10 are going to get their, the first 10 emails that come through are going to get their little discount code. You can apply that in store, online, and bang, you get 10% off and laughing. How good's that? Now it's time for the news. Yeah, so this is everyone's favourite segment and we're going to keep on pumping it out. It's our newsroom. Don't get it confused with DJI Newsroom. DJI Newsroom is very, very special. We've got special music for that and everything. You would notice in the last episode, special music. Oh, it's pretty cool. It's moody. You know, but this is our That Massive Drone Show newsroom. We gather up some news from all over the internets, whatever. The webs, the YouTubes, anywhere where people are talking about drones. We get the ones that we think are the best things to talk about, and we talk about them here. That's why we call it the news. Okay, just for those of you who didn't get it, this is That Massive Drone Show news. Flight Base and Furnace Aero, they're going to provide aerial security in Saudi Arabia. Well, they should be congratulated for that. Absolutely fantastic. They're both going to partner together, provide aerial security services to commercial clients throughout Saudi Arabia. That's fantastic. They're going to be providing 24/7 autonomous aerial security to protect assets and large facilities in Saudi Arabia, and that's fantastic. Keep going, Flight Base and Furnace Aero. You're doing a wonderful thing. Always in the UK is a problem. Always a problem with people doing silly things. People try and nick stuff, log stuff out of your house. They jump out of windows, they hang off ledges, and then drones catch them. It's absolutely fantastic. A police drone has caught a suspect on the run. This bloke's rung up and said, hey, there's a bloke in here nicking my stuff. He's jumped out the window with my thing. He's got a backpack full of my gear. Can you help me out? Bang, drone goes up. There's a photo of him. Got him. Police come and arrest him. Well done, to police over there. It's always happening in the UK, though. It's absolutely phenomenal. These guys are just on fire. First of all, a couple of years ago, we had people flying drones around Manchester City Airport. Yeah, that's a big no-no. We always promote safe flying here on That Massive Drone Show, so don't be silly. That's very silly. But in the UK now, we've got drones catching things. It's unbelievable. I mean, well done. That's great. And that's just a fantastic story about what drones can be used for, apart from having a laugh with your mates and stuff and getting selfies and, you know, all these fancy things. Catch the crooks. So they're catching the crooks, and that's fantastic. That's what we want to hear more of. More crook stories. Actually, send them in if you've got a crook story. If it makes the top 10 emails, you're going to get a discount code. So come on. Come on, everyone. Let's get going. Let's get fired up. The wireless community is going to be going absolutely berserk. We talked about this a couple of episodes ago. Sitting in your backyard, flying your drone out in the field, out in the middle of nowhere, up atop of a mountain. You won't have to leave the mountain to charge your batteries because this does it all for you wirelessly. Why Bodic? They're the ones that are amongst it. They've just announced FCC approval over there in the United States. They can wirelessly charge tech with up to 300 watts of power to equip devices. The approval is the first of its kind. It allows mobile robots and drones to be charged wirelessly. Now, we focus on drones. The robots are a worry. The robots are a worry. But the drones, well, you know, that's what we're all about. I just can't wait to see a robot running around getting wirelessly charged. It's going to be fantastic. Doing it single. You have a robot flying a drone. Both wirelessly charged at the same time. Absolutely fantastic. The whole world's going to go AI. This is berserk. Absolutely berserk. What do you say? Parrot and Dronisys, they're joining forces to explore drone automation. Dronisys, they fly drones and make pretty pictures in the sky. Do you remember? Over the years, Parrot and Dronisys have worked on various projects. And today they've announced they'll be exploring drone automation with Parrot's Anafi drone platform. Anafi, A-N-A-F-I. We talked about them back in episode one. If you've forgotten, grab episode one out, put it in your pocket, put in your earphones and your earbuds. What are you, 7 minutes, 15 seconds into your 5K. You might be able to flick over, have a listen. Actually, don't. Listen to this first and then go to it later in warm down. Okay, in your ice bath, put it on, listen. Talk about Anafi and all that. We have a bit of fun. They previously created record-breaking light shows and drone dances. These things are absolutely fantastic when they're operated correctly and that sort of thing. Synchronized drone things in the air at nighttime looks absolutely fantastic. YouTube, all that sort of stuff, you'll see it and you'll think it's the best thing ever. Now we're going to talk about the number one drone of 2020. Here we go. Well, you know, we've hit a crescendo with the top 10 drones of 2020. It's a DJI drone. I've given enough hints over the last four episodes, four and a half, now that you're listening to this one. DJI, it's the Mavic Air 2. It's the Mavic Air 2, and it's absolutely fantastic. 4K, 60 frames per second, HDR video, Active Track 3.0, Focus Track, extending your creativity with a 34-minute flight, 34 minutes, and a transmission range up to 10 kilometers. That's 3 extra kilometers from the normal OcuSync. This is OcuSync something point something. This is just the best. It's a dream come true. OcuSync now punching it out at 10 kilometers. I'll tell you what though, if you've got to play by the rules, you've got to do the right thing. If you've still got line of sight at 10 kilometers away, then your eyes are a lot better than mine. Please fly sensibly. But that's what it says. That's the spec. Max speed of 19 meters per second. This thing flies. It gets up and about. It sits in between the Mavic Mini and the Mavic Pro. It's in the middle there. It's mid-sized. It does all this stuff for you. It's number one. It's a number one drone of 2020. Now, how impressive is that? Extremely impressive in my book. You can't beat it. It's a fantastic little drone. We've flown them. We've got quite a few in the arsenal here. The Mavic Air 2 is fantastic. It's always been, it's always out there in the field doing contract work. Getting those pictures, getting those videos. Everyone loves it. You can grab the Mavic Air 2 from the D1 store. Daniel, plug again. Come on. Cash for comment, all that. Let's go. $14.99 for the Mavic Air 2. If you want to whack on a Mavic Air 2 Fly More combo, that's your extra batteries, your car charging cables, extra props, a little bag, all that. You're going to be looking at about $18.99. That's Australian dollars. It's AUD. Come on, let's go. Give them a call. Get one sorted out. For those of you who maybe have had a Spark or have had their Mavic Mini for a little while now and you want to go up the next level, the Mavic Air 2 is the drone for you. I'm telling you right now, it's the drone for you. It's absolutely fantastic. It is the number one drone of 2020. It is just an amazing machine. Looks fantastic because the Mavic lineup all look fantastic. Let's not beat around the bush here. They look fantastic. You can't beat them for compactability. Is that a word? I think it might be. You can fold them up, put them in your pocket, put them in your backpack, climb the mountain, do whatever you got to do. Go for a run, get out and about, go for your treks. You wouldn't even know it's there. And the Mavic 2 Pro, everyone thought that was a nice small little unit. Wait till you see the Mavic Air 2. It's even smaller again, but it's not as small as a DJI Mavic Mini. So Mavic Mini, Mavic Air 2, then the Mavic Pro, and then bang, that's the range. So the Mavic Air 2 is your mid-range drone. It's got lots of beautiful automation plugged into it. Straight out of the box, it's going to do wonderful things for you. It's got beautiful images are going to come back. It shoots in that bloody milky 4K 60 frames per second stuff and HDR video. I mean, this is all wonderful stuff for the photographers out there doing your high dynamic range videos and pictures and all this. Fantastic. And I promised everyone that before the season's out, we're going to have a special photography episode. We're going to talk about all the lingo, what it means for you, shutter speed, ISO, you know, EV, all that. We're gonna break it down. We're not going to get too technical though, because we promised it from episode one. We don't get too techie here. That's not our game. But we might just a little bit, just so that everyone can understand what it is that we're talking about. And for the photographers or the budding photographers out there, well, that's going to be the episode for you. Keep your eye on Instagram and Facebook and all that sort of thing to find out when that's going to be. Maybe episode 7 or 8. Episode 10 is going to be a very special episode. It's going to be our last episode of the season. So there's going to be lots of surprises there. Don't forget, for those of you who have forgotten already, if you've got bad memories, we're 12 minutes in, I can understand it. Don't forget, get those emails in to get your discount code. The first 10 emails are going to get a discount code each. You can apply that at the store. Bang, fantastic. That is absolutely a marvelous stuff. Now, Dean, I want to thank you. Dean has emailed in a very important question in relation to commercial drone flight. Commercial drone flight, yes, absolutely on the radar everywhere at the moment. We talked about the Matrice 300 RTK. There's a heap of other big multi-prop commercial drones out there, but we did focus on that. I think it might have been last episode or the episode before, and that's brilliant. Was we wanted to get the news out there that this drone existed. It's an absolute monster of a machine. And Dean has written in, and we need to just introduce this in a wonderful way. You know, a very important part of the show, and that's the Q&A part. We haven't done too many Q&As. We did one a couple episodes ago. That was a ripper. We're back again with this question from Dean. So, Dean, get ready. This is a segment for you. Oh, you can feel it in your bones. The air raid siren, the Muzak. Here we are. Dean has asked a very important question. I'm going to answer that for Dean down in Victoria. Thank you, Dean. What a legend. Commercial drone applications. Well, you know what? We can go full on forever on this. We're not going to, though, because we try to keep these episodes in about 25 minutes so that it just fits in with your 5K run, all that sort of thing. By the time you have coffee, you know, a bite to eat, that's what you're doing as well. So, getting a deep dive into commercial operations is something that we will do. But for now, we really just want to answer Dean's question. And Dean's question was, you know, I'm hearing about the Matrice 300 RTK. I'm getting excited. It's a beautiful machine. But, you know, what's it used for? Well, let me tell you this, Dean. It's a very special piece of equipment. It's designed for use in commercial applications by industry professionals. It's not the type of drone you're going to go and get first up and have a bit of a laugh with. It's not for that. These things ensure safety of assets. Okay, they're part of your drone inspection strategy, and that is crucial for people to monitor the deterioration of assets. Service interruptions, faults, and general wear and tear caused by neglect, they're all costing people millions of dollars every year. Okay, so these machines are able to get up there, check where you can't check normally, unless you get up on a very big ladder, and that's not going to work. The fire department's not going to come and bring their ladder along for you to get up and have a look at the air conditioner on the roof or the thing or your picture or your sign on the side of the building. So early detection of these issues via drone is crucial to protect infrastructure and your company assets that are aging. Okay, so it's not just age as well. They're up there in the weather. The weather kills everything, right? So you've got to be checking it regularly. And you can't always get up there with a ladder. So let's get the drone up there. Let's check it. Let's bring it, bring all the vision back to Earth. Let's get the team of people to scrutinize it, look at it. Solar farm inspections, bridge inspections, building inspections, mobile tower inspections, power line and tower inspections, using close visual inspections, live inspections, thermal inspections, surveys, 3D modeling, you name it. These things do everything. These things do absolutely everything. It's out of control what these machines can do. I'm just telling you now that, you know, we might have thought it was all fun and games, but I'll tell you what, these machines do so much. And I'll tell you another thing too. The Zenmuse H20 series, a new series from DJI, detachable camera systems that are used on the Matrice 300 RTK, absolutely fantastic. These things will detect absolutely everything. It's the DJI's first hybrid sensor solutions. It's the Zenmuse H20 series. Here's some quick stats for you. 12 megapixel wide camera, 82.9 degree field of view, 20 megapixel zoom camera, 23 by zoom hybrid optical zoom, radiometric thermal camera system, laser range finders with a 1.2 kilometer maximum range, an IP44 rating, get it wet, get in it, it doesn't matter. Operates in minus 20 to 50 degrees, operating temperatures, absolutely fantastic. Active image stabilization, EIS and night scene modes. Once this is plugged onto your Matrice 300 RTK, you can do whatever you want just about. You could almost sit on it and fly around yourself if you wanted to. Well, you can't. It's a joke. Don't take it seriously. Don't sit on it. All right. But Dean, just to get back to your question, you wanted to know more about the commercial abilities of some of these drones. Well, we're gonna you focused on the Matrice 300 RTK, and I'm glad you did because we talked about that the other day. It's DJI's fairly new workhorse in the Matrice range. It does. It's just unbelievable. And to see one of these things flying is something to behold. Absolutely beautiful machine, very stable, flies in pretty much just about any condition you can think of. Use law enforcement, use them, emergency services, use them, the commercial flight activities like we've just mentioned. So Dean, we're focused on, so your question was about commercial use, and we've talked about commercial use. In another episode, we could probably talk about law enforcement and emergency services and how they use them. But for the sake of your question, Dean, and it was a very good one, I think we've answered it. I feel like I've been talking forever. We're up to just about 18 minutes, and that's a lot of fun. So, Dean, there you go. That is what it's all about. That's your commercial drone application. That's why people should get them to look after their assets, and that's how they can apply them in their asset protection portfolio. They get it up there. It's part of their operating procedures. They do it regularly, once a week, once a month, once every 2 months, whatever they think they need. The drone can do it for you and check everything out and will help you identify those issues. So there you go. There you go, Dean. Mate, thanks very much for your email. And I'll tell you what, Dean, we're going to make it 11 emails to get the code. So, Dean, we're going to reply back to you with the 10% off code for D1 Store. Well done, mate. Thanks for your question. Absolute ripper. Now it's DJI Newsroom. Yeah. Boo, boo, and all that. Sounds, effects, music. We'd like to have a few little tunes floating around on our show because, you know, you can listen to some drone podcasts that go on and on and on and on and on and no fun talking at you. They're talking at you, not with you. They're not inviting you in. We're inviting you in to our world. Hashtag TMDS. Hashtag drone movement. Get on the drone movement. Check our Twitters, check our Instagrams, check our Facebooks. It's all happening. Check out to see what's coming up next. We've got so many wonderful things happening in the wonderful world of drones. This is DJI Newsroom. But before we kick off, I just want to say a big thanks to Noel and Freebird Agency. Mate, absolutely fantastic out there in Vancouver. Absolutely fantastic. And if you want to get on board with Noel, if you think Noel can help you with your branding, info@freebirdagency.com. If you need an estimate, business@freebirdagency.com. Get onto them. Noel, Fox, genius. Thank you, Noel. Yeah, good on you, mate. Absolutely legendary. DJI Newsroom. And this is where it's all at. This is where DJI do wonderful things. So we access their newsroom. We deep in there. We get in there and we talk about some of the things that they're doing. DJI drone rescue map, tracking drone assisted rescues worldwide. Absolutely fantastic. The world's leader in civilian drones. That's DJI and aerial imaging technology. They have recently launched an online reference to track events around the world when a drone is helped to rescue someone from peril. Now, this is going to map it out all around the world. This is where they've been used. And it's going to basically, at the end of the day, so demonstrate to everyone out there how the drones are being used for good. Hashtag drones for good. Don't forget, DJI do a lot of these wonderful things, and that's fantastic. And I know we talk about DJI a lot, but you know what? It's because they're the best. I'm telling you they're the best because they are the best. All right? And this is the sorts of things that they do. They love it. If anyone wants to contest that or email and push back on those comments, you're welcome to do that, and we can have a chat about it. There's no issue. It's no issue because very soon, season two, we're going to have some live chats with industry professionals about what they think about the industry, where it's heading and what's happening. And they may have different systems that they use. I'm going to talk about the DJI angle, and there's nothing wrong with that because I use their product and I love their product. I love their prices. I love their service. I love their people. So, but you're more than welcome to put some things on the emails. thatmassivedroneshow@gmail.com. Get them in there. No problem. Absolutely fantastic. Now we've got to talk about a couple other things here. The OVSI Excellence Humanitarian Award, AUVSI Excellence Humanitarian Award. Again, DJI is sponsoring that humanitarian award to recognize and reward organizations and individuals that use drones in innovative ways to support humanitarian and philanthropic efforts around the world. I know it's a little, you're all out there having a bit of a laugh. Yeah, you got it wrong the first time. Well, I bet people do get things wrong all the time. I get them wrong. Most of the time I'm right, but that's okay. You're allowed to do it every now and again. Don't judge. It's the AUVSI, the OVSI Excellence Humanitarian Awards. Fantastic innovation. With more DJI stories to tell, get on their website, enterprise.dji.com/drones for good. And we talk about drones for good every now and again in some of our Instagrams and things like that. You should really take notice of this. Protecting Kenya's elephants from the sky, educating the new generation of engineers, inspiring females to pursue their drone flying dream, flying without wings. For those with disabilities that can get out there and fly, good on you, everyone with a disability is able to do this. That's fantastic. DJI help you to do that, and that is brilliant. Proving drones in search and rescue, and lots of other stuff. These guys are out of control. I'm telling you now, some of the things they do, pushing the frontiers of whale research, you know, saving lives in the dark, you know, putting thermal imaging cameras on drones and finding people in the night. You know, this is fantastic. You know, teaching kids to fly, you know, helping with that. Australian coastline watching, building our future, you know, using drones to save entangled whales, all this sort of stuff, you know. Stories about people who have been saved by drones. Yeah, mapping the Maldives, the whole lot. It's out of control. Out of control. If you want to share your stories on DJI Drones for Good, go to citizenship@dji.com. Get on there, put your stories in there, and let them have a look. If you've got a really good story to tell, get it out there. Everyone wants to listen, and that's absolutely fantastic. Now, for the next episode, we're gonna talk a little bit more about the Matrice 300 RTK with the Zenmuse H20 series system attached to it, what it can do, how it empowers people, reduces risks, and digitizes your work. We want to talk about a bit of that. We're obviously gonna get some more questions come through on the Gmails, thatmassivedroneshow@gmail.com. Get them in because we want to talk about that as well. We're gonna probably have to start thinking about what drones are gonna look like towards the back end of this year and into 2021. You know, the future of drones and what it's all about. How they're going to affect you in the future. You know, if we talked about some of the good things that they do, let's talk about some of the innovation that's coming through in the drone world in our next episode. That's going to be fantastic. But I really want to just do a little bit more of a chat about the Zenmuse H20 series. We touched on it briefly on the back of Dean's question, and that's a beautiful thing. That is a beautiful thing. Now, one very important thing that we need to mention here is we want to find out how many people got on the drone train. Now, the drone train is a very important piece of the puzzle here. The drone train, every episode comes along and tries to be... And speaking of the drone train, there it is. It's a late starter today. They told me it was going to be late. But what the drone train is all about is getting you all on board the drone movement. The drone movement is a very, very special part of our program. The drone movement is where people can talk about all their drone experiences, you know, whether it's negatively impact them or positively impact them. We don't want it to negative impact you, but we're talking about things like if you've done a flip, forward roll, bang, smash the motor, all that by mistake. Well, that's negative. Tell us about it because we might be able to help you to not do that again. All right, if there's a tip or a trick that we know, why did it happen? You know, if you've got an issue with your drone, if you've got an issue with your DJI drone or any brand drone, let us know. Because we're tapped in to the right people that can help. We can get them on the line and we can have a chat to them and we can find out what's going on. And there it goes again. It's very close now. Actually, it's pulling up now. I can see it. So it's pulling up. Actually, pulled up now. It's stopped. Doors are open, so get on board. So yeah, tell us any of your stories. Talk about your fantastic experience with drones. Where have you travelled with your drone? Where'd you last go with it? Send us some more photos. We get a few coming on the emails and they're fantastic. So keep them coming through. We can talk about that, you know. But Rob, we're really, really interested to hear about. I shouldn't use the word negative. Any problems that you've had with your drone that you've never been able to work out why? Why don't you let us know? Let's have a chat about it. You know, let's have a read. Let's see if we can come up with a solution to that problem. You know, that's what it's all about. Okay, so we've had, hang on, how many? Okay, so we've had 20 people get on. So we're up to about 420 people now. So we've had 420 people are on the train, and that is brilliant. Okay, bless you all. We love having you on the train. We love having you come along on this journey. This journey is very important to us because what we're all about is spreading the good drone news and the fun and the excitement about owning a drone and what you can do with it and all that sort of thing. You know, we really don't want people to be bashed around the head with you can't do this and you can't do that and you've got to do this and you've got to do that. You know, it's not necessary. We're here to break it down. We're here to talk to you. We're here to have a little bit of fun. That's what we want to do. That's what we want to do. That's what it's all about. Now we're 27 minutes in. Your 5K, I imagine that your 5K has finished. And we love the idea of you doing your 5K while you listen to that Massive Drone Show. We have really enjoyed having you along again. This, like I said, we're halfway through season one. This is episode 5. It's been a great episode. We've had a really good chat, you know, and we like talking to you and we like having you talk to us as well. So keep everything coming through. Don't forget, hashtag TMDS, hashtag drone movement. Let's get on board. If you've forgotten anything I've said today, well, that's okay. You can go back and rewind it. You can listen to it again. It's not going anywhere. It's in the cloud. Okay. Google are going to sort out their issues. I'll talk to them. They'll plug it all in. Get your videos up. Get them out there. Go viral. That's what we're here for. We want to see you have fun. Enjoy. And we will see you at episode 6. Yep, you've been listening to Jason from that Massive Drone Show. It has been an honor to have you listen to us again. Your 5K is done. You are warming down. You're in the ice bath or you've done that and you're now having a cup of coffee or a cup of tea or a big glass of water. Whatever it is, you probably deserve it. If you're at work listening, don't let the boss see you. We don't want anything bad happening, but hey, thank you. For those having your breakfast or your coffee or whatever, or dinner, getting ready for dinner, whatever. Thank you for coming along on this journey. It's been fantastic. We will see you, we won't see you, but you will hear us again in episode 6. It'll be released very soon. Thank you again to our wonderful audience, all 400 or so of you in the drone train. It's, come on, here we go. Let's go. We'll see you episode 6.